Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, going to be cloudy. We've got a chance for some afternoon showers. High of about 72. Clear skies right now around the area, 56 degrees in Kenosha, 48 in Burlington, 59 in Milwaukee, and 60 in Racine. It's been almost a decade since Florida's experienced a hurricane, but what is now Tropical Storm Erica battering the Caribbean island of Dominica, tracking toward the southern part of the Sunshine State? Andrew Beckett says emergency planning is already underway.
People near the Florida coast are concerned enough to be stocking up.
I'd say about 60% concerned. I think the least we're going to have is a tropical storm.
Grabbing everything they need from water and gas to batteries and medicine. The current storm track shows Erica could strengthen to a hurricane before it reaches Florida. If the eye then reaches the shore, Erica would become the first hurricane to make landfall in Florida since Wilma in 2005. That storm capped off 2 years of devastating hurricanes, including Ivan, Charlie, Francis, and of course, Hurricane Katrina. I'm Andrew Spencer.
President Obama marking the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Speaking at a community center, he praised the city's recovery since that killer storm.
Because of you, the people of New Orleans, working together, this city is moving in the right direction. And I have never been more confident that together, we will get to where we need to go. You inspire me.
Meanwhile, the situation with the president had him talking about the remarkable recovery, although he admits it hasn't been perfect. So the task of rebuilding New Orleans wasn't just about restoring the city as it had been. Said it was to build a city where anybody could succeed regardless where they came from or what they look like. A Kenosha County man had to be airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital Thursday morning. That after accidentally shooting himself in the chest the night before and then laying in his driveway all that time.
A neighbor spotted the man just before 6:30 Thursday morning and called for help. Police and paramedics found the man in his driveway in the 1400 block of 22nd Avenue laying next to a sport utility vehicle. He told police he went out at dusk Wednesday evening to hunt coyotes when his ATV hit a tree. His gun went off. The bullet struck him in the chest. He apparently collapsed in his driveway, unable to move or call for help until his neighbor found him. While his injury is serious, police say he is expected to survive. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
In addition to being charged with robbery for allegedly holding up a Sturtevant gas station Wednesday night, a Racine man is accused of leaving his two kids home alone. 26-year-old Eric Eisel in Racine County Circuit Court to face the charges of robbery, obstructing an officer, and two counts of child neglect. Sturtevant police called to the Phillips 66 at Arandon Willow Road. A man in a Spider-Man mask armed with a knife demanded money. Suspect tracked to a nearby car and taken into custody. Court documents indicate that Eisel admitted leaving his two children, a 5-year-old girl and 7-year-old boy, home alone, claiming that he had left them because he was drinking. His blood alcohol level, however, registered zero. He's being held in jail. He'll be back in court next week. Governor Walker says the shooting of that TV crew in Virginia really highlights the need to improve access to mental health services.
A neighbor
Walker says the incident is sad and tragic, but disagrees with Democrat Hillary Clinton, who argued it's a sign tougher gun laws are needed.
It's unfortunate that all too often we see from people like Hillary Clinton a political reaction to something that's much more sophisticated and challenging to that.
Walker says an often ignored aspect of shootings is the mental health of the gunman.
What has been a common thread throughout many of these tragic situations are people who've been falling through the cracks when it comes to the warning signs of chronic mental illness issues.
Walker's comments came during a campaign stop in Iowa. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One of the people charged with setting fire to a home in Racine that led to an explosion heavily damaging that building has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. 46-year-old Edward Posing found guilty of the charge of arson with intent to defraud after a trial earlier this year. He was also given 4 years of extended supervision by Judge Alan Torhorst and ordered to pay $10,000 restitution to an insurance company. Posing was owner of the home at 324 Island Avenue when it blew up and burned in November of 2010. He was accused of masterminding the plot to burn the building to collect the insurance money. Two others entered pleas to the same charges. They're scheduled for sentencing. A passing train held up the response to a fire in the Silver Lake area to a tavern, the western end of the Kenosha County area. Damage was confined to a loading dock. Fire reported by somebody cleaning up the building on Railroad Street. Personnel from the Silver Lake Fire Department said they could see the smoke, but then a train came through as they were leaving their station. According to westoftheeye.com, Assistant Chief Greg Gaelic realized what was going to happen, so he walked across the tracks before the train got there. A Randall unit was first on the scene, put out the fire. Cause still under investigation. The blue versus copper roof debate about Racine's Lakefront Festival site a few years ago only covered the main building and drew quite a bit of reaction, of course, from different circles. Now comes the plan to redo the colonnade, which is also deteriorating. It's part of a total $470,000 capital improvement project. During this week's Public Works and Services Committee meeting, Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag noted this is the second phase, and it would replace not just the blue color, but also the damage that led to the colonnade roof leaking.
This roof is in poor condition as well, going with the copper roof there. The two alternates were these two facilities as well, the concession stand and this picnic area. The new restroom that was put in has the copper color roof, so it essentially gets all the roofs replaced and they are all now matching.
The base bid just to redo the Festival Hall colonnade roof is $350,000. The full Common Council gets the committee's recommendation at its next meeting. Kenosha Area Business Alliance announcing that ASYST Technologies has been chosen as the 2015 Business of the Year. CABA and the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce to recognize seven Kenosha County companies, one individual, with the Business Excellence Awards at the program November 5th at UW Parkside. The Technologies Company is a plastic injection molding firm that engineers, manufactures, and distributes headlight adjustments and lighting components for the automotive industry. Well, with summer winding down, the faculty and staff at UW Parkside kicked off the fall semester with the annual convocation yesterday. Chancellor Debbie Ford pointing to the results of surveys taken over the past few years, noting that in 2011, just over half the student respondents said they plan to graduate from Parkside this year. That number, she said, increased to more than 72%.
Students who start here want to stay here because of what we do each and every day in our classrooms, in our residence halls, in the laboratories, in the advising and support service areas, and across our entire campus. We promise a real amazing experience when they first visit our campus, and we are delivering on this promise.
10 faculty and staff members honored at the convocation for their contributions to the university. Retiring members also acknowledged. Classes at Parkside start next week. Racine Education Association and Racine Education Assistance Association coming out against newly proposed legislation about filling school board vacancies. Caledonia Representative Tom Weatherston, along with Racine Kenosha Senator Van Wongard, suggesting that the president of a school board be given the authority to fill a vacancy if it's 60 days or more, like the current status with Racine Unified. The resignation of Lisa Parham because of past legal problems led to a pair of voting sessions by the board, but tie votes drew almost three dozen ballots. A notification from the REA and REAA says they will have more to say about the proposed legislation when they have a little press conference later this afternoon outside of Unified Headquarters. And the opening game of the Kenosha Tremper High School football season tonight going to feature a military appreciation. The Trojans hosting Antioch at Amici Stadium with a kickoff at 7 o'clock. The opening ceremony to include the national anthem, a flag ceremony, flyover by a vintage World War II military aircraft, a parachute game ball delivery by the World Skydiving Center will also be followed by the coin toss, officiated by Alderman Keith Rosenberg, who's an honorary team captain. ID proof of service at the gate means free admission for all active duty military, reservists, retired vets, and other dependents, as well as Veterans Affairs benefit cardholders and veterans organization members. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. You can listen to our newscast whenever you want. Go to the local news section. At WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.